Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on a Reaction Tuesday. Dolphins win. It is Canes FSU week. We're going to be talking about that throughout the week. Yesterday, Josh Bell's going to stick with us here for headlines. Rhonda Gadsden's going to join us this hour, talk about the Dolphins. Solana, we only had a one-hour show yesterday, and Solana was at Heat Media Day, and then he had to do Game Day Uncensored, so he wasn't with us. How was Heat Media Day?
The environment was very different from a year ago, Hawk. More laid back.
There's no Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, just remember the cloud kind of hanging over the team last year after Pat Riley's comments. How was Jimmy Butler going to react? And then he didn't show up. He got there late,
right?
Remember?
So we didn't know what his hairstyle was going to be. A whole bunch of questions. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought everybody was a lot more laid back. There's a lot of new faces on the team as well. So I thought the vibe was just upbeat, almost like just everybody was cool yesterday. So that was different from a year ago. And major takeaways, I don't think there was any. I don't know if you saw anything, Hawk, that was like big newsworthy, but there wasn't really anything that was necessarily captivating from Media Day yesterday. Tyler Hero talked about his extension. That, I guess, was newsworthy. And then to me, the two biggest takeaways from Spo at the podium before the players made the rounds, he was asked about Khalil Ware being a starter. And he went into this diatribe about he loves the unknown aspect of the team that kind of gives you an idea of where his head's at. But I don't think he was being untruthful. Like maybe he genuinely hasn't made up his mind yet about the, you know, if Bam's going to start next to Khalil. And then he talked about Terry Rozier and he said something, I don't know if you saw the video, but he said something along the lines of everybody can look at last year and kind of go, oh, and he covered his face like, what was that? But again, being truthful, and he said, look, like I'm not out on Terry essentially. So to me, those are like the two biggest takeaways, but yeah, just a much more relaxed environment yesterday.
I really wanted to know about our questions, not actual Heat takeaways. I wanted to know if you asked any of the players our specific show questions.
Yes. I spoke with Simone Fontecchio about.
Did you ask him about Aperol Spritz?
I asked him about Aperol Spritz. I asked everybody about Aperol Spritz.
Because don't give me any of the answers because we'll turn it into a radio game show. Crowder and I'll guess what their answers are. We can do that, you know, as the Heat get ready to open their season at the end of October. But you asked several players about Aperol Spritz.
Yeah, I only yesterday things were moving a little bit slower than normal, and you know we had Game Day Uncensored. So I only got to speak with three players in Spo yesterday.
So who are the three players you spoke with?
I spoke with Davion Mitchell, Simone Fontecchio, asked him about Aperol Spritz, and I spoke with Pelle Larsson as well.
All right. Did you give Spo the show questions too, or do you steer
clear of that? Okay. I did. I spoke with Spo. It was perfect because he spent time in Europe prior to the Euro basketball tournament. And he was like really geeked up to talk about that because he got to spend time with Niko Jovic's family and Pelle Larsson and Simone Fontecchio's family.
So what did we ask him? We asked him about Aperol Spritzes. What else?
Aperol Spritz. And do you text your family before and after you land, which I kind of had to set up properly because these guys jump on a plane almost every day.
Right. So that's why I think it's fascinating, because I think they're all going to say, of course, I text the people I love that, yeah, just took off or just about to take off, just landed.
I don't want to ruin it, but I kind of set it up as like if you were flying not with the team.
Why'd you ruin
commercially?
It?
I didn't ruin it. I thought that was
ruined it. I wanted to know if they did it every day.
But the question, the answers were good. They were good.
It sounds like Spo is like a new man, seems happy, seems carefree the way that you're talking.
You know
about.
Why? No expectations.
I'm
not even kidding. No expectations. No one expects them to be good. This is the first time in a while he can sit back, relax. If they make the play-in game, it's like, way to go, Spo.
I don't know about that. I think there are some expectations on the team. You look around the NBA, in the Eastern Conference especially, Tyrese Halliburton has the major injury. Jason Tatum is likely going to be out probably for the entire year, if not most of the year. And I know the Heat are going to miss Tyler for at least a couple weeks to start the season, but there's legitimate possibility here for this Heat team to be a playoff team, to avoid the play-in tournament.
How about Chicago? Can you imagine living in a city that's got Matas Buzelis and Rome Odunze? I mean, can you imagine more sports heaven? You've got deep dish pizza, Matas Buzelis, and Rome Odunze. Tell me the sports gods aren't shining on Chicago right
now. Did you bet him anytime touchdown again this week? Because he scored.
I've been riding Rome Odunze all season long on receptions, anytime touchdowns. Like, I don't know who they have coming up this Sunday, but they've looked good the last 2 weeks, the Bears. Anyway, Hurricanes are 4.5-point favorite in Tally on Saturday night. Gators are 6.5-point home dogs. They host Texas on Saturday afternoon. Let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So this coming Sunday, Game Day Uncensored will be, what, 9 a.m. leading into the Carolina-Miami game Sunday at 1. So stock up and stock down from the Sun Sentinel. Chris Perkins, would you like to guess after last night's game who is stock up?
Defense. Defense, defense, defense. Darren Waller and the run game.
Darren Waller. You're only doing one stock up, one stock down. Darren Waller. Waller made the most of his first game since January 2024 by showing athleticism on a touchdown reception and good hands while recovering a late game onside kick. He'll be needed to take on a bigger role with Hill's injury. It was good to see Waller use his 6'6 frame to go up high and snag that touchdown pass. Stock down from last night. Who do you think the Sun Sentinel determines stock down? Doesn't have to be a player. It can be a grouping as well.
The wide receiver group with Tyreek Hill's injury?
Fair. Appel, you want to take a guess?
Can we still say the run defense? Is that
you can, because that's what it is.
Is it possible if that stock to get any lower?
It is the run defense. The Dolphins allowed almost 200 yards and allowed two players, Fields and Hall, to each rush for more than 80 yards. That's tough to swallow. Among all the good things from this game, the run defense was among the biggest disappointments. I was telling Solana at the beginning of the show, that first drive, when they just, moved that line 6, 7, 8, 9 yards at a time. Without trying, it seemed. I don't know how the Dolphins got it turned around. I don't know if the outcome of the game would have been different had the Jets not fumbled away that touchdown and were able to play with a 7-0 lead, but it was startling, that opening drive.
How much does this defense miss 700-year-old Calais Campbell this year? I mean, I think that's been one of the defense's biggest losses, especially in the run game. And he's having a good start to the season with Arizona as well. But I really think they're missing that type of presence. Zach Sealer, I don't know what's going on there. If teams are just zeroing in on him to take him out of things and then saying, all right, Kenneth Grant and everybody else beat us. And it does not look very good. And when they play better teams that run the ball well, I would imagine it'll go similar to last night.
But they did have some turnovers finally, which was good.
Yeah, credit's not
Jack
for that.
Jones, nice punch out. Jack Jones. Jack Jones.
I saw something earlier. Rasul Douglas has been one of the highest rated corners in the league through 4 weeks. Let me see if I can find this.
Almost had a pick last night.
Yeah. Currently the sixth ranked cornerback in the league, 80.5 overall, according to PFF. He's allowed just 7 catches for 94 yards the first 4 weeks.
Does Chris Greer, all you detractors, does he get any credit for going out and getting Rasul Douglas or Darren Waller? I'm being honest. And he had to get them to replace guys he lost. I understand the context of it. Does he get any credit for getting a high-rated cornerback and a tight end last night who looked like a game changer?
This is the Chris Greer thing, though, is that it's such a mixed bag. It's like, all right, great. Rasul Douglas, having a good start to the year. We got a great performance last night from Darren Waller with how they used them. But you just gave an extension to Zach Sealer, who deserved it, but he's been visible the first 4 games. Kenneth Grant, their first-round pick. Where's he been? I know it's tough for a first-round lineman to really make an impact this early in his career. But you expect someone to be drafted in the top half of the first round to have some sort of impact game in and game out. Savanaya, the left guard. I didn't really notice it much last night, so I assume he was fine. But like, I saw Larry Borum get put on his butt like 4 times last night. Like, the bag is very mixed for Chris Greer, and that
Solani,
has been...
you rolled your eyes when I asked the question.
Because like we're doing one game of Darren Waller and 4 of Rasul Douglas.
All I'm saying is everyone wants to talk about he did this, he did that, he didn't get this guy, didn't re-sign that guy. Darren Waller looked like what they thought they were getting. Would they have loved him out on the field for game 1? Sure. For whatever reason, he was unable to be out there. But he looked like what they thought they were getting to replace Jonnu Smith, right? I mean, he looked like it. And Rasul Douglas, I didn't know he was that highly rated on PFF. But if he is, then, I mean, don't you have to give him some credit for that? Or no, Solana?
Yeah. I mean, he had a sack last night too, Rasul Douglas. But Hawk, I mean, this team is 1-3. So, sure.
I'm just saying, do you get credit for the... I'm not saying you get credit for putting together a great roster. Are you a better GM? I'm just saying, does he get credit for those 2 signings?
There's other guys you could point to. Patrick Paul, I was going to get to this in headlines because Barry Jackson pointed out that Patrick Paul's permitted only 4 quarterback pressures on 181 quarterback dropbacks or passing plays. He writes, no NFL tackle who has pass blocked nearly that much, at least 150 snaps in the NFL, has yielded fewer quarterback pressures. And yes, Savainaya had his best game of his rookie season, grading out very well in the run game per PFF. Again, that's from Barry Jackson's post-game notes in the Miami Herald. So, like, Hawk, you could do that, right? Like, you could go to specific players and say, hey, great pick.
I was literally just asking
Paul.
About those specific players.
For sure.
I literally was just asking about those specific players.
No. And you could do that with Chris Greer. Like, if you really wanted to go through his draft selections, there are certain guys he has hit on. There are certain guys, obviously, he has whiffed on. But I still look at it from the lens of big picture, in my opinion. I don't know how you want to look at it.
I wasn't asking big picture. I want to make the delineation. I was not asking big picture because I wouldn't change your opinion on Chris Greer with 1 win over a terrible Jets team. Like, that would be silly. I was just curious if you watched Darren Waller last night and go, you know what? Maybe it wasn't the worst idea not to pay Jonnu Smith. It was very easy to criticize him for doing that. And maybe it wasn't the worst decision in the world.
Sure.
I agree with you there. And I just, the guy, again, Darren Waller, it's nice that he's out there, but they did this whole song and dance that he was going to be ready and he just wasn't. And it felt like it was another one of those signings where they take a chance at a guy who's either been hurt a lot or out of the league or both and hoping for him to recreate the production he had 4 or 5 years ago. And to Darren Waller's credit, and the game plan credit, he was good last night. So on those 2 specific moves, great. But also, where's Cam Smith?
Fair. That's fair. We could do that. I could pick out two guys as well and say, hey, do we still hate Chris Greer for this?
But to my point, like that's been our whole conversation about Chris Greer overall, is that it is a mixed bag because
it's
they are in a better spot than they were.
it's why he's still here. Like, yeah. People want to pretend like, oh, he's the worst GM who ever walked the earth. And he's not. There's a reason he's still here, because he gives you enough to make you think that they're right there. So I'm just asking about Waller and Rasul Douglas. That was it. Let's do headlines. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, there was another banner flying above the Spears at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday.
Spires.
Help wanted. New coach, new GM, new quarterback.
What were you watching?
Help wanted. New coach, new GM, new quarterback. The Dolphins came out on that first drive and scored a field goal. So there wasn't really any point in the game, kind of like in New England where first two drives were just anemic. There was no point in the game for, you know, the fan base to act a little flustered or upset. And they ended up
winning. The first drive, I thought we were in for a replay of week one and kind of the beginning of week two. That first drive by the Jets, I thought, holy hell, if the Jets are going to do this to them, if they're going to little boy them the way that they have just done down the field, thank God for Jack Jones, because that would have been a disastrous 7-point deficit, in my opinion. Hey, do we know if Mike McDaniel gave everyone a game ball?
was there an elevator picture today?
Yeah, Darren Waller.
That was a great Waller.
It was, that's one of the best catches you'll ever see. Up until, who was it that made the catch for the Jets?
Darren Waller down at the end.
Oh my God, that thing was ridiculous.
He made two of those last night.
Darren Waller was on the elevator. I have to imagine Mike McDaniel gave everyone the game ball, right?
Just
there's
Darren
some
Waller.
Bakery
I'm watching.
Overnight last night that had to cook 85 wedding cakes. You know?
I'm looking at the locker room video right now. Just Darren Waller got the game ball yesterday.
Really?
But he says, but he does the thing. He doesn't actually give out 50 game balls. He does, everybody's going to get a game ball, and then he tosses the one to whoever he picks, which last night was Darren Waller.
Right, because he can't. It'd be funny if he had all the game balls drop on the ceiling, like someone being elected and a balloon drop.
I'm seeing it right now. Darren Waller on the elevator.
Yeah, that's a cool elevator. Yep.
Should put Riley Patterson there.
Tell you what, man, you've been proven right on Riley Patterson.
There are a couple notes regarding the Dolphins roster.
I have never rooted against a Dolphins kicker to miss field goals more than I am Riley Patterson. That dude is money.
Angry every time he makes one.
I broke a window last night.
Well, Jason Sanders is not returning this week against Carolina, according to Mike McDaniel. Remember, he had to miss the first 4 weeks, so he was eligible to return, but he won't be back. Andrew Meyer, one of the Dolphins' offensive linemen, also not returning off IR this week against Carolina. But how about this, gentlemen? With Tyreek Hill's injury, he had surgery today. From Tom Pelissero, the Dolphins are expected to sign veteran wide receiver Cedric Wilson Jr., off the same practice squad. So Ced is back with the Dolphins.
Didn't you always love him, Appel?
I liked Cedric Wilson. He was really good in Dallas before the Dolphins signed him.
Who was the two-way guy that you liked? Who was the
the take was that Malcolm Perry could do everything that Taysom Hill could do.
It was Malcolm Perry.
I mean, if you think about it, it wasn't a bad take at the time.
Listen, you gotta swing for a home run every now and then.
I almost said in the first segment I joined that, look, there's not that big of a drop-off between Tyreek Hill and Malik Washington. I almost did that.
I do like the idea of, like, releasing Malik Washington now.
Yeah.
Letting him, just let him cook, you know? I love...
Oh, I thought you meant actually releasing him so he can get some better weapons.
Hawk, do you know Malik Washington's nickname that Mike McDaniel gave him? Did you hear this sound from last week?
I didn't. I read a headline that Malik Washington did not like the new nickname given to him by Coach McDaniel, but I didn't. I don't even know what it is.
Mike McDaniel calls him Malibo, like Debo Samuel. Malibo, Malik Debo, and he's not a big fan of it. But
yeah.
I kind of like it. Malibo.
Malibo? Yeah, why not?
That's definitely a galaxy brain McDaniel type nickname, though.
100%. That's such a little insight as to what's going on. Everything is seen through the prism of the 49ers team that he coached.
I'd go Mebo.
Oh, much better.
Maybe Taj Washington starts getting activated as well. Dolphins are going to have some decisions to make with Tyreek Hill. Tajbo.
So, Otto, are you disappointed that Eazy-E wasn't brought back instead of Cedric Wilson?
No, I'm done.
Is he on the practice squad?
No, he's done. I don't think he's still
so.
Here, is he?
No team took him? He's on nobody's practice squad?
I think he's on the Jags. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, Jacksonville's, the Jaguars' practice squad.
They must have been real impressed with him in those joint practices and preseason game.
Hey, the Jaguars
we're not allowing the blaspheming of Eric Ezukama on this show. Too soon.
Are the Jaguars good, Appel? Like, are you buying into the Jags?
That was a really good win for them on the road at San Francisco. I kept waiting for the Niners to come back. Looks like ETN is revitalized. And Liam Cohen, when it comes to offense, guy knows what he's doing. And this is without Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas really playing at the level you'd expect from them. I think the Jags might win that division.
Has anybody had a quicker turnaround in like their perspective in sports than Liam Cohen? From literally us talking about, man, that Duvall situation was fireable the day after he was hired, to people like Liam Cohen all of a sudden in the NFL.
Well,
you saw he stepped to Robert Saleh?
That was bizarre. credit to Liam Cohen for, you know, puffing out his chest at Robert Saleh. And I saw Robert Saleh standing across from me, and he gave me one of those looks. I saw him in the locker room.
It may have been Swagoo on First Take just saying, hey, that was cute and all. You don't want the smoke that Robert Saleh is going to bring.
They would massacre me.
By the way, Hawk, just because you had asked about it, the Chicago Bears have a bye this week.
Oh, all right.
And they play the Commanders on Monday Night Football next Monday. So not this upcoming Monday, but the following.
All right.
All right. Just a couple local notes to wrap wrap up headlines here. Dolphins are going to play the Carolina Panthers, as Hawk mentioned. You said they're favorites on Sunday?
Dolphins are minus one.
Wow. Road favorites. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Man, I don't know. I'm nervous about the Canes in Tallahassee. I am nervous about the Dolphins in Carolina.
Worried about the Canes in Tally. Did you watch that FSU Virginia game?
That's why. All of a sudden, everybody's defenses are down now. Everybody like, oh, FSU stinks, and I'm doing the same thing. Man, you just feel like you're walking into something that could be dangerous.
I think Mario, to his credit, will have them ready, especially coming off of a bye. I know Florida State's probably going to be angry at how that game finished, but Miami's trenches are just so much. They're so overwhelming. So overwhelming.
Oh, look at that. There's Crowder in New York City.
Hello?
We're about to sub out Appel like he's Tyreek Hill on the way out. And Crowder's going to be Malik Washington or whoever
coming
else.
In.
coming in hot.
Coming in hot. I'm Jaylen Waddle.
Isn't that the same spot that you ate your pizza in last week?
Or exactly. I'm in a little cabinet.
Where are you? You're in New York City? Who are you taping?
Manhattan. Josh Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah, the
former Marlin. Guy threw heat. That guy threw heat.
What could have been with Josh Johnson?
Yeah, the dude that filled in for Jimmy Kimmel and all.
Who?
You know, the guy that filled in for Jimmy Kimmel when Jimmy Kimmel was suspended.
Well, nobody filled in for him. They didn't do a show.
No, they had different people like interviewing people and stuff. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. For some reason, I thought you were talking about Josh Johnson, the journeyman quarterback.
No.
The Bucs quarterback?
Well, I mean, the Bucs and like 20 other teams.
But they stopped production on Kimmel's show when he was suspended.
He's a contributor. I don't know. He works with Kimmel.
But what was he contributing to? They stopped production of the show. Did you tape the interview already?
Yes.
Well, what did you ask him? He must think you're insane.
So the 2007 Marlins.
I think I have a Josh Johnson autograph picture.
Oh, he was so good.
No, I'm looking it up now. He's a comedian, Josh Johnson, and he did a segment with Kimmel and talked about having his identity stolen while on a date. So I don't think he filled in with Kimmel. He did a
well, he couldn't. I'm telling you, there was no filling in for Kimmel. They stopped production of the show.
They just didn't air it. They didn't air it.
Well, then I filled in for Kimmel.
Did a great job.
Brace yourself. I don't know if you heard us break this news earlier. I don't even know if you heard it, Josh. Ron Washington has been let go by the Angels.
Oh, no. Yeah. I thought you were going to say he passed.
No.
Well, I mean, he did have a health scare this year.
Well, did he have a health scare?
Be careful. Be careful. All right.
Fair enough.
Be careful.
All right. Just saying, based on past performance. Was it a health scare? Who knows?
I don't hear you talking about Andre Agassi that way. So,
well, that's I believe how Ron Washington became such a prominent member of this show was you telling us that. What did you tell us that he was?
Because you guys just immediately like Ron Washington got. I think he got let go by the Rangers or had been hired by the Rangers, and one of you just blurted out cocaine.
Yeah, that's how everybody knows him.
And I said, well, why? That's unfair. Like, okay, he had a past with drug use. Why don't you think of Andre Agassi the same way? When Andre Agassi gets brought up, nobody just yells out, drugs, even though he dealt with drug abuse as well. I just want to be fair on this show.
Yeah.
But Ron Washington is known for using cocaine.
I didn't know Andre Agassi did drugs.
Right.
Well, then that's the problem.
Hey, Solana. We know why, Solana.
Well, I mean, there you go. That's the problem.
Hey, we know why. We know why, brother.
Bring me on the pivot, and you know we can dive into it a little bit more.
Oh, bring Solana on the pivot.
By the way, I know Ron Washington for being a World Series winning manager.
Thank you, so, Wikipedia. All right. Do you have anything else on the headlines? Because OG is coming up next.
Inter Miami plays tonight, gentlemen. They host Chicago at Chase Stadium. And I am keeping an eye on the Tigers-Guardians AL wildcard game one. And right now, top of the ninth, runner on first, zero outs. The Tigers at the plate.
Ron Washington never won a World Series. As a manager.
Yeah, he did.
Went to two, lost both.
No, he won it in 2021. Yes, he did.
Was he the manager?
He was the third base coach for the Braves.
Yeah, I think he was a bench coach, yeah.
He does have a ring, just not as a manager.
Third base coach.
Is that Josh Johnson? Someone texts in, he's a contributor on The Daily Show. Are you thinking of The Daily Show?
There we go.
You know that's not the Kimmel Show.
Kimmel, though, because I saw an advertisement for it, and I thought it was the quarterback again.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a comedian. He's funny.
Huh. You flew all the way to New York to talk to him?
No, actually, you know, we're dibbling and dabbling.
All right.
Way to sell that episode, Crowder. Can't wait to watch it. Your weather in South Florida, it's hot today. It's in the high 80s. Tonight, the lows will be in the high 70s. That is your weather.
All right. Thank you, Josh Appel, for sticking around an extra segment. And text us if you find out anything else about Ron Washington. Or just text Solana. Don't text the rest of us. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Today, before we bring on Aronde, because I'm thinking about it, because Aronde was with us when we went to get Hockman Burgers. Today is the final day to get a Hockman Burger because it's the last day of September. And usually Tucker Dukes, they'll keep their Burgers of the Month on the menu for the next couple of weeks or so. But this is the final day to buy a Hockman burger and have $1 of it go to the Russell Education Foundation. So if you want to get an extra dollar out of your Hockman burger to Twan Russell's charity, Twan's going to join us tomorrow. If you want to get an extra dollar to his charity, go get yourself a Hockman burger after work today or for dinner tonight. It's at Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach. We had Hockman Burgers with me and Crowder and Aronde and Twan and Jimmy and Appel the other week. So just thought of it. Before we talk football here, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Aronde is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Of course, he played receiver for the Dolphins. Aronde the second, his son, had a nice game for the Chargers. Last Sunday, he was a starter, too.
Mm-hmm.
Went from inactive to being a starter. And he'll be back at it this Sunday. Aronde's with us. Hello, OG.
Yo, what's happening?
So, what do you make of the Dolphins last night? I asked this earlier. Do you watch the game? Do you watch the win? And you say, you know what? They're starting to put it together. They've looked better week after week after week. They've looked a little bit better each week. And so maybe they're turning a corner. Or do you say, eh, you know what? They were beneficiaries of playing a really bad, undisciplined Jets team.
A little bit of both, I think. You know, obviously you put the Jets as a 0-3 team as well out front. But I do think in some areas they are looking a little better than they did the last 2 weeks anyway. And so you hope that progression continues. You know, going to Carolina doesn't hurt. And so if you can string two of them together, that'd be pretty cool. But, you know, the Tyreek thing is big. Obviously, it has to lend to a different type of, a different type of theory going into the game.
And, OG, shouldn't they lean somebody over there by Garrett Wilson or have somebody just a one and a half people or something like that? Because it seems silly to me to leave him one-on-one with those corners.
You know, like on a touchdown, it definitely wasn't bad, you know, bad coverage. Just good ball, be good coverage every time. Not every time, but, you know, 8 times out of 10, if you throw a good ball, it'll be good coverage. Good catch. You know, the DB was right there. I mean, you know, I don't think they hadn't done that. You know what I mean? The last few times they played them, they pretty much played a man, you know, pretty much a lot. And, you know, figured it out. Like I think last year Ramsey played a man. I know it's a different corner, but they hadn't really doubled Garrett Wilson as much. I mean, they should have doubled the line to stop the run, but you know, they Garrett Wilson, you know, he's a good player. He makes plays. It's just, you know, he didn't do anything till late, really. I mean, the first half he was you know, he didn't cause a dent in the defense. It's just that second half he got a little loose, but he got loose because now you're trying to stop the 80 yards that you know, Hall and Fields getting. You know what I'm saying? So you got to try to stop that. So I mean, you know, it's, you know how it is, double edged sword. And so, but you know, offensively, I think we're finding some things out. But now, you know, Tyreek is down, and you know, this still lends to my only a plan A situation. Now that Tyreek Hill is out, you can't just say, now we're going to put Malik Washington in that spot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, now you're trying to do the same things. It's just not going to work out the same. You know what I mean? Just like the speed's not the same. You know, he's coming out of his break, not the same. And, you know, when Tua looks to throw to him, you know, he's been throwing to Tyreek for 3-4 years. Now you're going to look to throw to Malik, and you're going to throw the ball, and he a step too slow, or he didn't read it as you did. You know, it's just you know, unfortunately, a recipe for disaster.
What do you think of the overall game plan, though, offensively, OG? I think Tyreek goes down. Devon Achane is by far your best player, and he played well yesterday. But even the broadcast was highlighting they had Tua on the move a lot more yesterday, and the play design, it seemed more conducive to putting Tua in the right spots to make plays. And I know his numbers weren't impressive yesterday, but what do you think of just the overall game plan of having Tua kind of on those bootlegs a little bit more, kind of rolling out a little bit more, trying to get him in better positions to make plays?
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. No, I just think, you know, obviously, you know, when you roll them out, it lends more
you know, chances for him to get, you know, hit without anybody blocking. You know, if he was a, you know, a runner, like you roll out Justin Fields and he got the option to throw it, or he can run for 20 yards, you know what I mean? But you rolling two out, you know, I don't know. If the defensive end doesn't bite on the run, he's out there one-on-one with Tua, and if Tua does one of the fakes and holds the ball, you know, just – I mean, every once in a while you have to do it. Obviously, you know, Darren Waller came and was the Darren Waller from, you know, 3 years ago, and, you know, how long that lasts, we hope a long time. But I just worry about the load being put on A-Chan now that, you know, because we already throw – you know, seven flat passes to him already. Now you're going to throw 11, you know what I mean? Just a lot, you know, because you key on that. Some wide receiver doesn't get the block and he gets banged out. Now, you know, he got to take a break for like two games. Then we, you know, just tough. I just hope we can at least Jimmy rig it to where we can do a little bit for everybody. You know, in your mind, you just be like, all right, now that Tyreek's out, Waddle gets a lion's share of the ball, but I mean, he just hadn't, you know what I mean? So, you know, rolling him out was good for the Jets. You know, if you got somebody with better defensive ends or who's going to blitz more, you know, I'm not sure that's the best thing to do. I don't know if you know, but Tua probably is not the fastest quarterback in the league.
And OG,
he did win the bet again for me last night.
Yes, sir, he did. Rushing over.
I'm betting that until 18 games straight.
I am riding that as long as they let me.
As long as they put 0.5 up there, I'm taking it.
I'm telling you. Like, what's the bet that would prevent you from making it? Because obviously the sports books are going to catch up to 0.5 or 1.5.
You do 1.5, I'm taking 1.5. As long as you do anything over 5, then I'm not doing over 5. Like if anything under 5, over, I'm taking it.
If Tua's rushing over in Carolina Sunday is 3.5 yards, you're still going to ride the over?
I'm still taking the over. You know, it's got to be like 7. Then I'd be like, no, I ain't taking 7. But anything under that, I'm taking it. Because, I mean, he has to run. He has to. Just you know, no other way around it.
But, OG, you brought up, you talk Tyreek's injury, and you bring up Malik Washington being that guy. Why can't Waller be that guy? Is it would a big tight end like that not fit in this system?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, not for those amount of yards. You know what I mean? He fits in for exactly what he did. You know, that would be Jonnu Smith's production right there, you know. You know, Jonnu Smith probably was a little bit more agile as far as, you know, getting the shovel pass and maybe running a jet sweep for like 3 yards, as he's doing now. But I think, you know, Waller did what he was supposed to do. You add Tyreek's, you know, 80, 90 yards receiving, and you add Waddle's 65 yards, and either one of them have a touchdown, you know, you're good. But now you're trying to make Waller get to 80 yards every game. That's you know, because him being down as a tight end is easier to double. You know what I mean? You double him, right? And now you back the throwing to Malik Washington. You know what I mean? Like, and they run around in the same areas. Malik Washington's not going to be outside. He's going to be a slot guy. He's going to do your motions, you know, and do your little orbit motions, maybe get the ball in the flat, you know. So you can't really depend on, you know, Waller doing much more than he did. You know, you're going to try to expand it, obviously, but two touchdowns, like, that's I mean, how much more you want him to give you? Like, you know, that was a good game.
I'm looking it up right now. Just speaking of the Tua rushing overs, did you ever have a rushing yard in your NFL career? Did they ever run a reverse for you?
I don't think so. I got one bubble maybe and lost like 3 yards because Chan called it at a dumb time. You know what I mean? Come on, Chan, call a better time.
Wait, rushing yards. Here we go. You have a total for your career. Yeah, zero rushing yards. Yeah, yeah. But that, I mean, that's not surprising, though, right? If I gave you Crowder the over-under, Aronde total rushing yards for his career, over-under at a half, you'd have bet the under, yeah?
Under, for sure. I don't know why they threw him a bubble screen.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why they did that either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what I'm going to do? Shake three people and take it 65? Probably not. I'm a pitcher to somebody. Come on, Lamar. I'm a pitcher to you about 40 yards down the field. Come on, man.
That was a written up play that they ran.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, take two when steps forward that, and come
did
back.
Did you ask when they called that? Did you say it again?
Yeah, I was pretty excited about it. It was like on the 11-yard line. You know, in your mind, you're like, it's going to work perfect. The left tackle, you know, is going to run out here and block the defensive back, and the wide receiver going to go crack down on the safety. I'm going to catch it, and, you know, elevated door is going to open, and I'm going to run through for the touchdown. It didn't work that way.
I'm guessing you turned around and there was something right in your face.
Man. You know, you take the two steps forward and then you come back. They call it a J move, and you're supposed to get the ball, and all this supposed to happen. Left hand kick out the DB that's following me. OJ cracks down on the safety, and I just run through the middle. Like, didn't happen. Didn't happen that way. It happened as I lost 3 yards. The DB, when I took the two steps up, was trailing me so tight, I tackled for loss. Like, he didn't respect my going deep. You know what I'm saying? Like if Tyreek takes two steps up, then the DB backs up like 5 yards. Like, I took the two steps up, he came forward. Like,
when they installed that on Wednesday, you thought you was going to get it.
Yeah. Oh, man, I thought I was going to get a touchdown. Easy. I was already doing the OG in my mind in the end zone, without a doubt. Because it worked like a charm in practice.
I'm going to sell some shirts on this one.
Right. Hey, man, listen, it worked like a charm in practice. The DB 7 yards off. You know what I mean? I'm going to take the step. He's going to back up. By the time he come, you know what I'm saying? Mark is already out there. He kicks him out of bounds. OJ cracked down on the safety in the gap. Boom, I'm going to catch the ball. And I may have one man to beat, but we on the 11. You know what I'm saying? That safe three safety come up. I'm fixing to take off. I'm going to take off from the 5. I'm already diving for the pylon. I can do it. Yeah. You know, the reason why we, you know, like, it sounded like a good play then, but everybody, you know, once we get in the red zone, everybody was pressing for the fade. You know, everybody would press me, and it'd be cool because then I'd run the fade. But press on a bubble screen, that's like no bueno. Like, that's not smart. Like, that ain't good.
I just imagine you running the route and looking and seeing the guy coming forward and thinking to yourself, no, run back.
Yeah, Did you see me going forward?
Yeah.
Listen, I take the two steps up, and he coming. I'm like, shoo, like, go back. Like, no, not now. Shoo, like he a fly or something. Like, go.
You're going to ruin this whole thing. Yeah,
you're going to ruin my one play. You're going to ruin my one play, my one chance at fame, man.
I was
going
to say, did you even bother watching it back on the tablet? No.
Tablet.
Are you kidding me?
Tablets. You mean the IBM one, the blue ones with the pen, they smash all the time? Yeah, we had those. Yeah. Oh, we got and we got, I think we got back in the, we got back Monday. They were like, that play is in the trash. Like, we're not running that play anymore. Like, duh, you think? Just throw me the fade, bro. Like, you know, I
have you looked you know, at how big I am and how good my hands are?
I caught the ball, which made it a 3-yard loss. I should have missed the ball. Like, who are you throwing that to? Not throwing that to me. Take a 3-yard loss on my stats.
Oh my God, that is funny, man. Someone chats in, OG's got to be in the Mount Rushmore of storytellers. That is a great story, man. I remember it like yesterday running through your head.
Yeah, I remember, because it has to. Like, you know, what happens if I got to do this, I got to do that. But I get tackled right away. Like, I didn't even know what if. And I just tackled. 3 yard loss. Kick the field goal.
You had more thoughts about how you're going to celebrate it than actually thinking someone's going to be up in your grill.
That was the last thing in my mind. Like I'm looking at the free safety. He on the goal line, right? And so I'm like, when I get the ball, I'll probably be at like the 9. And so it's going to be me and him to the pylon, and I'm going to beat him to the pylon. That ain't even a question because I'm taking off from the side. I got to only hit the pylon with the ball. I got it. I totally got it. And I'm like, I'm going to catch it. Boom. Just like I practiced, two hard steps forward, come back around Mark, who's coming out from the tackle spot, going to kick the DB. I'm going to catch it, and I'm going to go, you know, back toward the sideline, back out. Like, and he got a long way to run. And I'm going to spike it, and I'm going to do the OG. Like, it's already done in my mind. Already done. Him following me, like, never even crossed my mind. Him doing his job never even crossed my mind. he's supposed to be like Ben Kelly in practice. Ben Kelly took 2 steps back. Like, what you doing? Was you not at practice, dude? Was you not at practice?
Yeah, I ran this 11 times in practice. What the hell are you doing right here?
Right. You know, the most that could happen is the dude push OJ, and I got to bounce one time and then run in. You know what I'm saying? Okay, not him tackling me right away. That never even crossed my mind.
Oh, my God, that is funny. All right, we got to go. We're up against a break. See you, OG.
All right, man. I'll see y'all.
You know, it's funny. Let's take a break. We'll catch up on time. Aronda Gadsden there. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I like to officially go on record. I am wearing underwear today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat.
I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.